Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Monday morning. And 46 degrees, three big things.
Three.
Chiefs and Raiders face off tonight in Mexico City.
Two
people dead after separate shootings in Wichita.
One
person dead after a house fire at 21st and Jackson in North Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic this morning, we've got several stations now jumping up to $2.35 a gallon. We are starting to see that gasoline price increase out there. Prices were about as low as $2.09 over the weekend, but now we're seeing more of those stations creeping up to around $2.35. Seems to be more of a trend out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny and mild today with a high of 70 degrees. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 37. Tuesday, sunny with a high tomorrow of 68 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Southwest wind at 12 miles per hour and 46 degrees. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning. And we have the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. And Jed, you're saying we've had pretty doggone good response on this one.
Yeah.
And it's open there if you'd like to be a part of it. The question: the Wichita Wind Surge, is this a good team name for our city? Yes, 6%.
Yeah.
No, 94%. So as far as people going to our webpage, they're rejecting it by a wide margin. I would just tell you that as the surge is beginning to grow on me, that I've even purchased some paraphernalia.
Yeah, you've already got gear.
I've got gear. And, of course, you know, I know a lot of you folks are just, you know, you don't like new stuff and you don't, new ideas offend you. And maybe this is not a good, the best, you know, logo and whatnot you could get or mascot. On the other hand, I didn't hear anything better, okay? And fact is that I'm a person who likes to be on the cutting edge of anything that's new and exciting. Right, Ted?
sure.
Hey, I don't even like colored movies.
Yeah.
I'm still
on the edge for you.
I'm so far behind on everything, but I like the surge.
Well,
I think I'm going to like the surge. Okay, Steve and Ted. Now, could lessons learned by astronauts help cancer patients?
This is House Call for Health. An astronaut in space and a cancer patient undergoing chemotherapy wouldn't seem to have much in common. One is in peak physical condition. The other is fighting a life-threatening disease. But wait. In a paper published in the journal Cell, NASA scientist Jessica Scott says astronauts suffer loss of bone and muscle mass because there's no need to work against gravity. Compare that to the effects of chemo, which include bone and muscle loss. The size of an astronaut's heart can sometimes shrink after a long mission. So too can the heart of a cancer patient. And astronauts sometimes experience mental impairment or space fog, while chemo brain is a well-known side effect. NASA has developed exercises to counter these effects in space. The new paper suggests some of these techniques should be studied for use in fighting the side effects of cancer treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed at all-time highs last week after U.S. officials said they're making progress in the latest push for a trade agreement with China. The S&P rose 23 points. The Dow added 222 points. Ooh. The NASDAQ rose 61 points. Bond prices fell. Members of the United Auto Workers Union at Ford have voted to approve a new contract with the company. The union said in a statement Friday that 56.3% of the workers who voted were in favor of the deal. The four-year contract reached October 31st gives workers a mix of pay raises and lump sum payments, as well as a $9,000 ratification bonus. They get $9,000 just for signing. And they found, 48% of people who didn't like it. Deal is similar to the one ratified by General Motors workers after a bitter 40-day strike.
Let's strike, Steve.
Yeah.
Then settle and get $9,000
signing
back.
Bonus for coming back next year. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll talk to Jackie Weiss, our boss, about that and see what happens. Okay. And you can visit me down at the unemployment office.
Yeah, you and me both.
There you go. Wichita Business Journal exclusive. Dr. Robert Hastie is no longer the founding dean and chief academic officer of the Kansas Health Science Center. Hastie was hired to help create a new medical school in downtown Wichita, but now Hastie says he's launching a consulting business in Idaho. He most recently lived and worked in Idaho, playing a part in founding a medical school in Meridian. Emprise Bank is the first corporate sponsor of the new Wichita Wind Surge baseball team. A pavilion that will serve as the McLean Boulevard entryway to the stadium will bear the Emprise Bank name. Team announced Friday its first legacy partner. The pavilion will overlook the Arkansas River once the stadium opens in April. And the Wichita Eagle isn't the only McClatchy Company newspaper bringing Saturday print editions to an end. All of them are. Company announced that all 30 markets will stop printing Saturday editions. The company also announced it was taking a quarterly loss of nearly $305 million, and its pension plan is underfunded more than $500 million. Sad to see. And you started out in the newspaper business as a newspaper journalist, right, Ted? And it's tough to see that kind of thing happen with daily newspapers.
It's certainly a trend we've been watching for the last 25 years.
Several years, yeah. The National Rifle Association's latest tax filings show that its embattled CEO received about $2 million in compensation in 2018. Documents come as regulators are investigating the NRA and questioning its nonprofit status. The NRA, National Rifle Association.
So I guess Emprise Bank will not be the name of the new stadium. If
they've just got a pavilion.
If they're paying for a pavilion, that means
it won't be
probably rule them out. It will not be Emprise Bank
Stadium. That's what we ought to do. We ought to have them be Entercom Stadium.
Steve and Ted Stadium is out there.
Entercom Stadium after our company. You know, maybe our company would like to do that. I don't know. We don't do that sort of thing, I don't think. But there you go. Now, I was talking about getting my logo hat from the Surge, and you were telling me that Shane Dennis, who does the sports show down the hall here, he's a real opponent of that, huh? He doesn't like the new name. Right? Is that what you were telling me?
So he's with the 94% majority that don't like it?
Yeah, he is piling on. So I think I'm going to, just a few minutes here, I'm going to go down there and offer to give him that cap and see what happens. So, you know, if you hear a lot of scuffling down there, a lot of fisticuffs, Shane's a real good guy. I know he wouldn't do that. He won't misbehave, right, Ted?
I doubt it.
No.
He doesn't have the energy this time of the morning.
That's true. Today is National Princess Day. Perhaps you know a princess who shines because of her gift of laughter, making everyone around them smile. Maybe your princess shows her royal nature by her great acts of kindness and heart of gold. I've got a princess at home. Actually, she's just a saint, but I think she's a princess too. That's my Saint Shelley. And I got four other princesses. I got four granddaughters who are princesses. Hang on.
Of course, some people say that's the trouble with the people, that they make every woman a princess.
Really? Like, you mean like a T-ball trophy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them on pedestals.
That's the old Cinderella complex.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't believe that way.
You don't believe that? Okay.
No. I never have met a lady or young girl or a woman who didn't like somebody say, "You look like a princess today." No. I'm going to try that on Jackie Wise.
You can say that?
I'm going to try that on Jackie Wise and see what happens, okay? Jackie, it's National Princess Day. I'm sure I'd get along with that. All right, Ted, 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on the impeachment inquiry. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll preview the Chiefs game in Mexico City tonight for Monday Night Football. We'll hear from Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way as well.
Entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning.
All right. And traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.